Hi there. Good morning, George. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
This is Arthur from Hoboken, New Jersey. I love your bumper music. And good luck with your book tour when you get it going.
As a matter of fact, I'll be up in the New York area, so make sure you come by and say
hi. Okay, no problem. Let me just tell your listeners and yourself about my experience. It was about 15 years ago, and I was working a second job on the weekends at this puppet factory in Jersey. And it was a slow Monday morning. It was raining, and I'm sitting there on my break, and I was eating a microwave meal. And we had all types of puppets, you know, some of the classic ones we had in the showcase, like the Jerry Mahoney one. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I just saw that, one of the Jerry Mahoney, because he had a couple of them.
Right.
But he had it at the Magic Castle in Los Angeles, in Hollywood.
Yeah.
This thing was incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
I see. And we made custom-made puppets, and this one puppet was puppet, the model number was 923. And I was eating my meal, and I heard someone saying something. And it was talking to me, but every time I would look back at this one puppet that was behind me, I could see his hair moving, but not his lips. And he would start talking about comedy, old classic TV shows, and every time I would turn back, I wouldn't see his, because he did have teeth and a smile, but I wouldn't see that, but I would see his hair moving. He had this, long blonde hair, it was stringing hair, he had this snarky smile, and he told the most horrible jokes ever. I mean, this puppet was talking to me, and I thought I was losing my mind.
Arthur, you sure you didn't?
No, this puppet, it looked like something out of a horror show. I don't know if you've ever seen the Jackie puppet. It looked like Jackie puppet.
Or how about Chucky? Have you seen the Chucky puppet?
No, yeah, something like that.
Well, Chucky was really a doll, I guess, but he looked like a puppet.
Right, yeah, and had stringy hair, and actually, some type of odor came into the room after this experience. It smelled like a firecracker.
You know, there's something about clowns and weird puppets that I don't like. Were you scared out there?
A little bit. I was, you know, right there I was about 20, 25 years old. And, you know, I was a little bit tired. I said, well, am I dreaming this? But then I smelled the odor of the fireworks. And the jokes were horrible. This guy couldn't even do stand-up. I mean, I would like to, you know, maybe if you can get this in your book about my experience.
It's a little late for that. The book's being published. It's being printed.
But
maybe the next go around.
I don't know if you've ever had an experience with a puppet, and I don't like clowns either. Like,
No, I got to tell you, Arthur, I've never had a bad puppet experience.
Really?
Now, you know what a marionette is, right?
Yes, of course.
Did you make them too?
They had them. Of course, they made stuff for, like, professional Broadway shows and TV shows. I'm not going to mention the TV shows. But it's a well-known puppet, probably the biggest puppet factory in Jersey.
I think it would be kind of strange to be locked into one of those rooms at night with all these puppets all around you.
Yes, but the thing was telling jokes. It was like Jack Benny on stage. You know, and no one believes me. Everything, they say, you're dreaming, Artie. You're dreaming. You know, please.
Was it just a one night stand for the puppet, or did
yes,
he?
Yes, that was it. It was only one night. I mean, there was like Milton Berle, Jack Benny, and this thing was the.
This were the thing. Were the other puppets gathered around? Were they applauding?
No, because behind me was only one puppet. It was model number 923. I don't know what this means.
And how long ago was this, Arthur?
15 years ago, George.
Is the factory still around?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure it is. It's a well-known company. They make stuff for, like, PBS, I believe, or something like that.
So why didn't you buy the puppet or take him out of there or something?
I don't know. After that, I only worked there about 6 months. It gave me the creeps, you know? I don't like clowns or puppets, especially puppets that telling bad jokes.
There's nothing worse than a bad-joked puppet. Thanks, Arthur. Appreciate it.